Kumbo's at 6:50 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Fire destroys the restaurants and electronics shops at New Soweto Market. Senior headman Hambulo cries out over water crisis in Bombo. And in African news, Joburg intensifies a CBD cleanup with the demolition of illegal structures. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Fire has destroyed three makeshift restaurants and an electronics shop at New Soweto Market, opposite Namununga School in Lusaka, in the early hours of today. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi, who confirmed the development, says the blaze started around 03 hours and was first spotted by security personnel on duty at the market, who alerted police after noticing smoke and flames from one of the restaurants. Mr. Chilavi disclosed that officers from the Zambia Police Service, together with the Lusaka City Council Fire Brigade, managed to contain the fire by around 04:30 hours, preventing it from spreading further through the busy market area. He says no injuries or fatalities were recorded, while investigations into the cause of the fire and the extent of property damage are ongoing.
Lusaka Central Police Station, through New Soweto Police Post, received a report of the fire from security personnel who were on duty at the market. The security personnel observed smoke and flames emanating from one of the makeshift restaurants and immediately alerted the police. Police officers were promptly dispatched to the scene, and in conjunction with the Lusaka City Council Fire Brigade, responded to the incident. The fire brigade managed to extinguish the fire around 04:30 hours. Preliminary findings indicate that the fire destroyed three makeshift restaurants and one electronic shop. No injuries or loss of life have been reported, and the cause of the fire has not yet been established.
A 38-year-old mine worker has died following a rock fall accident at Chivuluma mine in Kalulushi. Kapa Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi confirmed the incident to Kumbon Radio News, saying the matter was reported to Kalulushi Police Station yesterday around 13:40 hours. Mr. Yuyi identified the deceased as Michael Nkuvula, who worked as a safety officer underground for LC&Y Ventures Company. He explained that Nkumbula had gone to the 642-meter level or driver north number 10 when a rock fall occurred around 11:30 hours. Mr. Yuyi says the mine workers rushed to the scene and retrieved him before he was taken to Kalulushi General Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police have since opened an inquiry while the body remains in the hospital mortuary awaiting a postmortem. Senior headman Hambulo of Bombo area in Batoka ward of Choma has lamented the severe water shortages affecting both residents and livestock in the community. Speaking during a community engagement meeting, Mr. Hambulo said children are forced to walk long distances to fetch water for animals, because the only dam in the area dries up soon after the rainy season. The traditional leader expressed concern that the community's appeals have not received adequate attention from elected leaders. Mr. Hambulo further said the water crisis has worsened infrastructure challenges in Bombo, especially after the local school was upgraded from primary to secondary level. He has since appealed to government to urgently intervene and address the longer-standing water challenges affecting the area.
Wagarere kwa gudera no tiomupa, no jagu babuti tiomupa, Dam, wa dam. Nauti ni mwashira mazuban a December. Ni mwetera. Nga tungombe so. Nino vye njindu tuwa yungu jino mboya. Ono kuka nyona nyona boka banga kaka tukwa vila manza. Asi ono. Suri pengete. Kuzwa uka bridge aga mwano zwa body. Mwano ya gu. Namu ya gu rusaka. Namu ya gu rogu. Roji gama go. Kulika kwa slopu kapatanya. Kutari kila mronga ya urabu. Urabu zongu wonse. Kunyina manza ya rari. Ya manzi tuwa uwaja. Na kunisere uku damu ya kaya kama maguo.
And in a related development, government has partnered with the World Bank to improve water and sanitation services in Northwestern Province under a $33 million United States dollar project. The Minister of Water and Development and Sanitation says the program will help improve access to clean and safe water in growth centers across the province and other parts of the country. Speaking during a high-level engagement meeting in Zolwezi, Northwestern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lakson Mulumbi said the province has recorded rapid population growth due to mining activities, increasing the demand for water and sanitation services. Mr. Mulumbi has urged the stakeholders and commercial utilities to invest in water infrastructure and increase water connections to improve service delivery.
So when you drive around Solwezi or on a Monday, on a Tuesday, or you get a call, my team will tell you part of the problem. Will tell you, they'll say, "Mema tufuao, mema kafuao." They're simply telling you, "We don't have water." And if it's rain season, the engineers will be telling us about turbidity, those scientific issues of yours. No, you can't, because of this problem. You know, here it rains. I think we had some rains. When was that last week? It was raining very heavily last week, you know. And this is May. So what we are looking for is that no matter the situation, we have just the necessary engineering capacity and scientific skill to still provide water to people, no matter the situation. All what we are looking for is that let's have water to our people.
The project is expected to directly benefit over 99,000 people, while about 1.7 million others are projected to benefit indirectly. This is contained in a press statement issued by Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria Kinkolenge. The Zambian National Federation of the Blind has commended members of parliament for enacting Act No. 13 of 2025, describing the legislation as a major milestone in promoting inclusion and representation of marginalized groups in governance. Speaking in an interview with Kumban Radio News, Federation Vice President Lazarus Hazalebule said the law demonstrates a government's commitment to equality and inclusive democracy. Mr. Hakalebula noted that the legislation will enhance the participation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities in parliament, local authorities, and other decision-making spaces. He further urged leaders and policy makers to continue strengthening laws and policies that promote accessibility, empowerment, and equal opportunities for all citizens as the country prepares for the next general election.
Since Zambia's independence, not to think of the marginalized, not only to think about us, but also to pass a law that allows us to be part and parcel of, parliament come next year. So this, set of parliamentarians is so special to us, and they will remain in Zambia's history because they have actually set a precedence, joining other African nations in recognizing the rights and the plight of persons with disabilities. We are aware that countries like Rwanda, countries like Malawi.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ella. chocaco.